Boulder High School and Boulder Preparatory High School were the target of another swatting call Wednesday. Both schools went into a brief secure status yesterday morning around 10 a.m. as law enforcement verified there was no actual threat. Under a secure status, officials lock the doors to the school while classes continue. Boulder Police and CU Police say yesterday's call was like the one they received a week ago, which caused a lockdown and evacuation at Boulder High. Another call sent police to an elementary school in Brighton. Yesterday's notification that Boulder High was on secure status came as a Boulder High Media Studies class was visiting KGNU as part of a field trip. We'll hear from some of the students later in the program. 16-year-old Luis Garcia, who was shot in his car at Denver East High School in mid-February, has died according to reports from his family. The family described him as an athlete who earned good grades and worked several jobs. Police told the Denver Post they have no updates on their investigation concerning the shooting and no arrests have been made. The city of Boulder has hired a consultant to assist the police oversight panel with upcoming tasks and community engagement. The consultant, Farah Muscannon, is a former director of the Austin, Texas Office of Police Oversight. Boulder's equity officer, Amy Kane, told the Daily Camera, Muscannon will fill in as Boulder continues its search for a new independent police monitor to replace Joey Lapari, who resigned last September. Muscannon's contract lasts through the end of the year with pay at $150 per hour. A committee of the State House advanced a bill yesterday designed to provide more protections for renters when their leases end. Jimmy Searfoss has more.
Sponsors and supporters of HB 1171 described the legislation as the Just Cause Eviction Bill. It would require landlords to offer lease renewals and similar terms and reasonable rent increases as long as the tenants have kept up their part of the contractual obligations. Supporters of the bill say the current system makes it too easy for landlords to get rid of renters, even when the renters commit no lease violations. The bill's measures would also protect renters from retaliation and discrimination, such as when renters request repairs or because of the renter's immigration status. If a landlord wants to demolish, renovate, redevelop, or begin living in their property, the bill would also require the landlord to offer relocation assistance to the renter of at least 2 months' rent and 120-day notice. Opposition to the bill, including the Colorado Apartment Association, say the current federal and state laws already provide various non-renewal protections for renters, which supporters of the bill argue are hard to enforce and prove. Those opposing the bill also say the policy will force landlords to enter into endless leases, cause a dramatic increase in rental costs, and force some landlords to leave the market. For KGNU, this has been Jimmy Searfoss.
Another committee at the State House was busy hearing testimony yesterday as the State House Committee on Behavioral Health advanced a controversial safe injection site bill late Wednesday by a vote of 8-3. The bill will allow municipalities to operate sites for people to use drugs under supervision in order to prevent mounting overdose deaths. The sites will also include access to sterile equipment, fentanyl testing, counseling, and referrals for treatment services. Supporters say the bill will help save lives, connect people to treatment, and reduce people from using drugs in public spaces. Those supporting the bill include healthcare organizations such as the Colorado Nurses Association, Colorado Psychiatric Society, and Colorado Behavioral Healthcare Council. Opponents, including law enforcement and Republican lawmakers, say the sites will normalize drug abuse, increase crime, risk public safety near schools, and decrease property values. According to the Associated Press, the legislation faces an uphill battle even with Democrats in control of the State House. Connor Cahill, a spokesperson for Governor Jared Polis, said in a statement Monday that the governor has concerns with an approach that would contribute to more drug use and lawlessness. The Rocky Mountain Regional Office of the Forest Service announced Wednesday forests in Colorado and Wyoming will receive just over $40 million in disaster relief funds for the current fiscal year under the disaster supplement of the ominous funding legislation. The Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests in Colorado will receive a majority of the new funds to continue rehabilitation efforts from the Cameron Peak and East Troublesome fires. Wyoming's Shoshone National Forest will receive $1.15 million to repair flood damage within the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says there will be sunny skies, calm winds, with a high near 47 degrees for Denver and Fort Collins and 46 degrees for Boulder. Tonight will be partly cloudy with increasing clouds for Fort Collins. Tonight's lows will be 26 degrees for Denver and Boulder and 22 degrees for Fort Collins. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Johnson.